This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. As the U.S. Congress works on a massive relief package to deal with the coronavirus's economic impact, President Donald Trump is weighing controls on companies that need bailouts. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The president says he'd back the government taking equity stakes in those companies, which would be an extraordinary federal reach into the private sector.
There's a lot of executive power. If we don't have to use it, that would be a good thing, not a bad thing.
The president says this is a medical war, not a financial one, and he's touting several medical approaches toward treating those who have the virus, including existing drugs approved for other illnesses.
More help is on the way as we speak.
Though he did not announce any new or imminent treatment. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The coronavirus is starting to have an impact on the U.S. job market, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits surged by 70,000 last week. Both the one-week rise and the total number of applications were far above the levels of the past year, when the jobless rate fell to a century-low 3.5%. Mike Hempen, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned Thursday that a global recession is a near certainty and that current national responses to the coronavirus pandemic would not address the global scale and complexity of the crisis.
The creativity of the response must match the unique nature of the crisis, and the magnitude of the response must match its scale. Our world faces a common enemy. We are at war with the virus.
Guterres said the world is in an unprecedented situation and the normal rules no longer apply. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.